Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Wednesday, May 14th. I am Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. Yesterday evening, BYU announcing the hiring of Brian Santiago as the new athletic director to replace Tom Holmo. We now send it across the hall to Studio C here at BYU Broadcasting to BYU Vice President Keith Vorkink.
Welcome. My name is Keith Vorkink. I'm BYU's Advancement Vice President. Thank you for joining us today for our press conference. I want to begin by acknowledging members of the media are here with us in the studio, as well as coaches and senior leaders of BYU Athletics. We also want to extend a special welcome to the Santiago family, including Brian's wife, Kim, their son who's here, and other family members. Thank you for being with us. We're so grateful that you could be here today. We also want to express gratitude for BYU Broadcasting for helping to organize and facilitate our press conference. We will begin today by hearing from President C. Shane Reese, Brigham Young University's 14th president, who just over 3 months ago in this same room announced the search to replace retiring athletic director Tom Holmo. After we hear from President Reese, BYU's new athletic director, Brian Santiago, will offer remarks. President Reese.
Thank you, Keith, and thanks to all of you who are here today. It is indeed a very special day for Cougar Athletics. I want to begin by congratulating Brian and his family on this exciting new chapter of service in BYU athletics history. Knowing Brian's family, I'm aware of the strong network of support and love that he has in his immediate and his extended family. Thank you all for being here. Brian will lean on you as family members in this new service. He'll also lean on his university family, the remarkable team within BYU Athletics who are so well represented here today. He'll also lean on our university leadership. We're grateful for Keith Vorkink and his leadership from the central administration. When I sat in this room just 3 months ago, we were holding a press conference to announce the retirement of Tom Holmo, a true BYU legend. We love you, Tom and Lori. I said then that BYU would engage in a national search and that the eventual hire would be someone who bleeds blue and who aligns with BYU's spiritual mission. I've since traveled thousands of miles, and combined with Vice President Vorkink, we've interviewed more than 50 individuals who are highly qualified. We've counseled with dozens of constituents, both inside and outside of BYU Athletics, and the university. I even heard from a few long-lost friends and relatives who suddenly had some very strong opinions about BYU Athletics. It was honestly an absolute privilege to learn from and meet so many willing participants in this process, and I can't thank each of them enough. There were incredibly qualified and impressive candidates who were fully invested in the success of BYU and BYU Athletics. I want to publicly thank them. Many have reached out to me since, and others around Cougar Nation, to offer congratulations and continued and unqualified support of our new AD, Brian Santiago. Brian was a special candidate. To my knowledge, no one else in the candidate pool had 27 years of direct experience with BYU Athletics, with 20 of those years spent working under the direct tutelage of Tom Holmo on the most complex and challenging issues facing college athletics. And today is maybe the most complex of those times. We are facing a national ecosphere of college athletics that has significant challenges as it relates to NIL and transfer portals and all of the other dynamics that are constantly facing college athletics. And we expect to see some of those resolved with some of the legislation that we hope gets resolved soon. And I will say that throughout all of this, that we remain staunchly and firmly committed to the mission of BYU. We know that our athletic program, because it isn't funded by the church, because we are committed to some very strong principles of bringing in athletes who are BYU people, BYU athletes who want to come to this place for very specific reasons, that that will be a primary focus of this new administration. Together with so many incredible colleagues, coaches, staff members, and student athletes, BYU Athletics is one of the nation's premier programs. And more importantly, it is a program that is unquestionably committed to the academic and spiritual mission of this university. It also helps that Brian bleeds blue. He grew up going to high school and playing basketball literally on this campus. Old Provo High School is, of course, now part of the BYU campus. Brian also earned an MBA from BYU, and don't fact check me on this, but it's very possible that he's been to more BYU sporting events in the past 27 years than any person in this room. And Tom's nodding, so I suspect that's true. Brian loves our coaches, our athletic staff, and student athletes. I've seen that love manifest in practices, in meetings, and in game settings. Cougar Nation, we'll start to see that in the weeks and months ahead, Brian is also unquestionably committed to building disciple scholars of Jesus Christ who graduate from BYU prepared to grow, to go, and to make a difference in the world. I'm here today, Brian, to offer my support and the support of this university and on behalf of Cougar Nation to congratulate you on becoming BYU's next athletic director.
President, I'm excited. These are exciting times, and it's been overwhelming the last 24 hours to see how much people around this world care about BYU athletics. I've literally heard from people from every part of the earth reaching out, excited about the future, excited about what's happening, and just want you to know I love you, and I'm grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful to you and Keith for extending this incredible, incredible responsibility to me. Cougar Nation, let's go. There's never been a better time to be part of BYU Athletics and to be part of this university than right now. I'm grateful to my family, especially for the best person I know, my wife, Kim. I love being on this journey with you. McKay, Colson, and Hannah, Jackson, and Whitney, you are my why. My father spent his entire career at BYU. He was in the continuing education department, and he instilled in all of us in the Santiago family a love and respect for this university. It runs deep in our family. And I'm forever grateful for goodly parents and siblings who love the Lord. The last few days, I've had time to reflect on my journey at BYU. And I would be remiss not to acknowledge my Father in heaven and Savior Jesus Christ in bringing me to this exceptional university and guiding me through the last 27 years. It's been an amazing experience, and I'm excited about what the future holds. President Reese and Vice President Vorkink, I'm humbled and grateful for the opportunity to lead the athletic department at Brigham Young University, a university with a deep commitment to excellence. Our athletic department is fully aligned with the mission of the university and the mission of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We're unashamed. It's who we are, and we're going to stand with confidence in that. I'm humbled to stand on the shoulders of great leaders and mentors that have helped prepare me for this day. Over the last 20 years, I've had the privilege of working alongside Tom Homo, one of the best human beings and athletic directors in the business. Tom, I'm grateful for your mentorship and friendship. You always made sure we were in this together, and working with you made me a better person. You prepared me for this day, and I'm committed to carrying forward the legacy of greatness. We dreamed together of one day joining a power conference and joining the Big 12 has strengthened our athletic department and our university. We are grateful to partner with Commissioner Yormark and other members of the Big 12 and look forward to chasing greatness together. We are blessed at BYU to have world-class coaches and student athletes that bring us all so much joy. sitting here and looking out at our coaches now, and I'm inspired by what they've accomplished and what we're going to accomplish together. All I've ever wanted to do is help you fly on the field and in life. And every one of us in the athletic department, every single person in the athletic department are united in that purpose. That's why we come to work every day, to help the student athletes and our coaches fly. We believe in you, and we will enthusiastically walk the path with you in this relentless pursuit of excellence. You are the bright stars President Kimball talked about and referred to as in his second century address. We're fortunate to have an incredible amount of positive momentum in the athletic department. And I'm passionate, and people know that I'm passionate, about continuing the excellence and protecting the integrity of this great university. The athletic department has over 100 years of history. We've watched some of the greatest players and coaches in the history of sport win at the highest level, doing it the right way. We were born to win, and the future is bright. I would be remiss if I didn't recognize my Puerto Rican heritage. And to the Latin community and all of Cougar Nation, including the best student fan base in the country, The Rock, I simply say, vamos. Somos familia. Vamos.
Thank you, President Reese and Athletic Director Santiago. We're now going to turn the floor over to Associate Athletic Director John McBride, who's going to kick off a question and answer with our media.
Thank you again to all the media who've joined us here today. As you have a question for President Reese or Athletic Director Santiago, we ask you to raise your hand. A microphone will be brought to you. Please stand to ask your question and state your news organization before your question. Thank you.
John Kuhn, Associated Press. Two-part question for you, Brian. Looking at your 27 years of experience working in BYU athletics, how has that kind of influenced how you're approaching this new role as you step into it, this new role? And the second part of the question is, what's kind of your philosophy and strategy that you want to implement in terms of guiding BYU athletics, especially as the college sports landscape continues to evolve and change?
John, I appreciate the question. The 27 years I've spent at BYU are the 27 of the greatest years of my life. And part of that is that I value relationships. And the relationships that we've been able to establish through time has been unbelievable. Some of the greatest athletic directors that have ever been at BYU, some of the greatest coaches. I was super fortunate to come to BYU 27 years ago with Steve Cleveland on his staff. Steve's here today, and forever grateful for that door that was open. And had the privilege, and have had the privilege of working with amazing people. The inspiration, though, is the student athletes. It's unbelievable, but literally over 27 years, the children of people that I had the opportunity to coach and mentor are competing for us right now. Their parents are some of my dearest friends. It's pretty remarkable to see how this athletic department, this university, continues to inspire all of us. And those relationships are what carry the day. The second part of the question, I'm just going to refer to something that Tom and I have always felt super strong about. A little over 20 years ago, even before Tom got here, we were privileged to sit in a room with President Henry V. Eyring of the First Presidency. At the time, Elder Eyring came and spoke to us and answered questions. And one of our coaches at the time asked him a very direct question, what's the expectation? And he responded with the word excellence. And this coach, wanting to press more, said, what does that mean? And he said, to be nationally relevant. And then he said this, and this is the key, and this is what the charge that we feel, and this is the charge going forward. He said, to be nationally relevant and do it the right way. Because if we are nationally relevant and we do it the right way, the world will want to know who we are. And we can tell the story through these remarkable student athletes. So that's the charge that I've always felt at BYU over time, over being mentored by Tom and others, is that we're going to be excellent. We're going to be passionate about being nationally relevant. In this world of college athletics, it's imperative that we chase greatness. So we're not shying away from it. We want to be great. We want to compete at the highest level. It would be a disservice to some of the greatest athletes and coaches in the history of sport to be okay with mediocrity. We're going to be passionate about excellence, but what rings through our minds is to do it the right way and protect the integrity of this great place. That's how we're going to do it. That's going to be the charge, and we're going to walk the path together.
Mitch Harper, KSL Sports' questions for President Reese. You noted that you've interviewed more than 50 candidates, traveled thousands of miles. What was it about Brian that separated him from all the candidates, and what did you learn about Brian in this interview process that maybe you didn't know in the past?
Well, as you know, Brian's been around a while at BYU. One of the things I wanted to point out when he said that the kids are starting to show up of people who he'd mentored, that also indicates that he's actually getting older. But we, as I mentioned, the process has been remarkable, nothing short of remarkable. I wouldn't change anything about the process as we went along. We learned things. We learned things about the passion for Cougar sports all around the country. We learned things about how much BYU athletics means. In fact, during one of these interviews, someone mentioned that BYU alumni might actually be too passionate about Cougar sports. I don't know that there is such a thing as too passionate about Cougar sports. We learned a ton about our fan base, things that we felt like we already knew, but it came to life as we went throughout this interview process. And as we visited with Brian, some of the things that we already knew about the depth of his commitment to the university, the focus that he has on the relationships with the student athletes, his attention to details, that is a tremendous set of qualifications. We also found in Brian someone who was humble, someone who was willing to hear feedback and willing to adapt and adjust to a changing landscape. Candidly, I think all of us, and I mean all of us as in the entire NCAA landscape, are going to be learning lots of new lessons as the House settlement comes out, at least as we hope the House settlement comes out. There is so much about today's college athletics that doesn't resemble our father's college athletics. So we're going to have a lot of lessons to learn. And the willingness, the humility to learn those lessons also came out through that process. So I hope that answers some of your question. Mitch, thank you for the question.
Jay Cash, KSL Sports. This is for Brian. You've been called Tom's wingman. He said that 3 months ago when we were sitting in this very room. How do you feel like you'll go about differentiating yourself as the new AD over BYU Athletics?
Yeah, it was a privilege to be his wingman. I loved coming to work every day with him. Tom and I have a lot of similarities, but we're also unique in our own approach. It's one of the things that I always loved about Tom, is that I always felt empowered. I always felt like I had a voice. We both are passionate about a lot of the same things. We're passionate about other things as well. And, I feel like in every organization on planet Earth, when there's new leadership, our personalities, our vision, our dreams, our hopes, this is a This is a new day. President just talked about the ever-changing landscape of college athletics. And one of the things that I'm really grateful for is especially the last 3 or 4 years, Tom's really empowered me, and where I've kind of taken a deep dive into the world of NIL, rev share, in the trenches with our coaches, with our student athletes, working alongside some of our important stakeholders that have helped us along the way, and kind of have some context there that is really going to help us as we kind of jump into this new era. And I think that the one thing that I'll do is make sure and protect the great things that we've established together. And when I say we, I don't just mean Tom and me. All these coaches in the room, every member of our athletic department, we're united in this. And we've established some great positive momentum. Maybe the best momentum that we've ever had in sports at BYU. And it's important for us to protect that, especially we have a department filled with excellence. We have administrators, we have coaches, we have support staff. Everybody's all in. And we're gonna continue to do this united for one purpose, and that's to strive for excellence, to do it together, and to help each other. And we're going to protect everything that's good, and we're going to continue climbing the mountain, because it's a big mountain. But being on the mountain with all of them, being on the mountain and in the trenches on the mountain with all of them, we can get there. I'm super excited about the possibilities.
Sam Foster, Daily Universe. For either one of you, as far as filling Brian's role as deputy director, what has that search been like, and have you guys found a candidate yet that you are leaning towards? And is it going to be in-house, or maybe one of the 50 people that you interviewed for AD? Is it going to be one of those names? What is that process looking like?
It's a great question, Sam. Thank you. Brian's going to start to field a team. He's going to have to surround himself with greatness. This is an effort, as Tom knows from his reliance on Brian and Liz and Chad and David. And I mean, I don't want to miss names, but this is not a one person operation. We have a leader, and that leader is someone for whom people have significant confidence, but it's going to require assembling a team. And I think in the coming days and weeks, we're going to see that team start to develop. Brian hasn't known about this for a long time. This is a fairly recent development for all of us in terms of a final decision. And so I'll just say that with that, we feel like we need some time to make sure that we put together the team that is going to be most successful. And I'll just tell you that the number of people who are invested in this place, emotionally, financially, spiritually, is remarkable. It would drop your jaw if I could put up on the board back here the list of people with whom we visited. I mean, literally, it would drop your jaw. And I'm sure there's a lot of people saying, well, why don't we just do that right now? Well, I'm not going to. But it was truly humbling for me as the president of this university to see the depth and breadth of Cougar Nation.
Yeah, I'm just going to finish that question real quick. I mentioned it earlier. We have greatness already internally. We have some great people that are going to step up and make a huge difference for our athletic department, for the coaches and student athletes. And like he said, there are those outside that we're going to look at closely to come in. My personality is such that sometimes I think I can just keep doing it all the things that I was doing and take on new responsibilities. But I'm actually super excited about empowering other people to help this place go. And we're going to do it together. So I think there's a combination internally and externally that's going to be a huge value add to this athletic department.
Hi, Andrea Urban, Fox 13 Sports. You guys have alluded to it, 20 plus years, and Brian, I see you at all of these events. So a lot of Cougar Nation does know who you are, But for those who don't, for BYU fans who don't know you, for the city of Provo, what do you want them to know about Brian Santiago?
Andrea, great question, and grateful for all of you in the media. You've always been super supportive of this place, and you've always treated me with kindness and respect, and I appreciate that. What I'd want them to know, I think people see me in the world and have watched through the years. I'm obviously a super passionate person. It's something that's just in my blood, and I feel deeply for this place. So at times people see that passion and intensity. The part of me that they don't see is the deep love I have for people, the compassion I have for people, and that everything I do, I just want to help everybody around me be better. My coaches taught me at an early age as a point guard that it's almost better. In fact, they would tell me it is better. My parents used to tell me the same thing. It is better to have an assist than score the basket. Now, that was previous to, you know, now I play morning ball. I'm trying to make up for all those times I passed. But, by the way, we did get buckets this morning. A little celebratory game with all my Ball is Life guys. And but I would just say I hope people will see that not only is there a soft and a sensitive side to me and a compassionate side, but I just am amazed by the talent of all these young people and just by the incredible people around the world. I just love to see other people and make people better, make people feel loved, and make people feel that they have a purpose on this planet Earth. And it's important to me to empower those around me. Another thing that's super important to me is I want to empower women. It's super important in this day and age of college athletics that we empower women. And I have one of the strongest women in the world that's by my side. And I just want to make sure that they know how important they are in this whole scheme of college athletics. A little bit of a long-winded answer, but I just want people to see my personal side, because I think people have seen my competitive side, and it's real, and I'm not going to back away from it. I think it's what makes us great. But I hope people can see my personal side, and I think that's an important part of who I am as a human being.
We're going to have one more question here for this portion of the Q&A. Brian's going to go off and do one interview after we wrap up. Then we'll have some informal media availability available after that.
Ron Weaver III, ESPN Utah. Brian, you mentioned climbing the mountain. How do you plan on climbing the mountain, and what's your vision for BYU athletics over the next 5 years, especially as the university continues to establish itself in the Big 12?
Yeah, I think it's no secret. Ron, great to see you. Appreciate you. You guys always show up. I love that. I think we always need to show up, all of us. But I think everyone in this room, all of Cougar Nation, got a glimpse of what the vision is for BYU athletics this past season. Kalani Sitake and our football team had a remarkable year. Nobody saw coming. I will say that I saw it coming, maybe not to that level, but I saw it coming, and I was on record before the season saying people are going to be really surprised with what Kalani Sitake and this football staff have put together, and we're going to go and do something that nobody expects us to do, and that's exactly what happened. And then everybody saw Kevin Young come in to BYU and do something that nobody expected us to do and make, you know, our football and basketball programs, they lead the charge. But then you see our men's and women's cross-country teams go win national championships. You see all of our other sports competing at a national level. That's the vision. The vision is for us to be great, to win at the highest level, and do it in a way that's going to bring positive light to this university and to this church. This is way bigger than sport. But if we're not relevant, nobody cares who we are. And so we're going to, our vision is to all of us together, every person in the athletic department, every coach, every person, every day is going to come with one goal in mind, and that's to help these student athletes fly. That's what we're going to do. Not only on the field, on the court, in the pool, on the track, but in life. That's what we're going to do. And recently we had a graduation banquet. The academic excellence of this place, along with the experience these student athletes are having, it is one of one. It does not get any better. And there's never been a better time for these student athletes to come to BYU. Okay, this is one of the great institutions in the world. And it's not by chance that it continues to rise, and it's going to continue to rise. But we had a graduation banquet the other night, and we had five student athletes from five different sports stand up. And I didn't hear too many of them talking about how many wins they had. We had people on that stand that had won at the highest level, competed at the international level. What they were talking about is their experience here. Their experience of these coaches loving them. The experience of when they went through adversity, coaches walking the path with them. Their experience of being triumphant at the end. That's what we're after. We're after preparing them to go out into the world and change the world. That's what we're going to do.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, President Reese. This concludes this portion of the press conference. We appreciate everyone for gathering with us today. Thank you. Go Cougars!
To quote Brian Santiago, I'm excited. These are exciting times. There's never been a better time to be part of BYU Athletics.
There's a lot of great momentum, and Brian's been a part of that as kind of the number two in the athletic department. This is a massive hire in a crucial moment, not just the history of BYU, but of NCAA athletics. We heard a lot of great things there. We're going to break it down. Brian will join us coming up in studio, which will be great.
Yeah, can't wait for that. And also President Reese saying about 50-plus candidates, worldwide search. They literally went out and searched the globe, and now Brian is the guy.
Let's go.
After the break, the new athletic director at BYU, Brian Santiago, will join us live in Studio B to discuss his new and expanded role and his vision for BYU athletics. We'll get into the particulars. This is BYU Sports Nation. On a critical day for BYU athletics, this is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. Alongside Jerem Jordan, I am Spencer Linton. We just finished hearing from new BYU athletic director Brian Santiago and President Reese, also Vice President Voorkink, as we step into a new era for Cougar athletics.
Absolutely. That's what it says right here. Not to be confused with the magazine, which I know that you read. I can't wait for what happens next, right? Obviously, Brian will get his staff put together. He talked about how there's a lot of greatness and excellence within the athletic department. You know, who's retained, who's brought from the outside. What does that look like? They use the word assemble. Assemble the Avengers. Mm. Put together a group that continues the great momentum and success and excellence that BYU has put together up to this point. Let's keep it going, baby.
One of my favorite quotes from that entire news conference: we're going to be passionate about being nationally relevant. We're going to be passionate about excellence, but do it the right way and with integrity at this great university. The man of the hour, new athletic director Brian Santiago, joins us live in Studio B. How will his role change the most? And what's his ambitious vision for BYU athletics? Stay with us on BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton. This is Jerem Jordan. And as promised, the new BYU athletic director, Brian Santiago, has joined us in Studio B to talk about a wild, critical, very exciting time in your life and for the future of BYU athletics. Just in general, Brian, how would you sum up the emotions of the past few days from the moment you found out to where we are now?
Yeah, Spencer, it's been super humbling. Right, to have President extend an offer for me to be the athletic director at BYU and tell me that the Board of Trustees approved that appointment was super humbling. And it was met with enthusiasm and excitement. You both know that I'm pretty pretty excited and passionate about BYU and the future of BYU. And it's been pretty humbling. But obviously, to have as many people from across planet Earth reaching out, I've heard from former athletes that are overseas. I've heard from our current seniors and captains on the football team that are over in Israel reaching out, telling me how excited they are, to friends, to the commissioners of conferences around the country, fellow athletic directors, coaches. It's pretty humbling, but it's just filled me with gratitude to know that how many people care about what's happening at BYU. And I think it's why we all do this every day. So it's been reflective, really trying to take a moment and just kind of take it in. Kim, my wife and I and our kids, we've just had a chance to really reflect on some of the incredible things that have happened over the last 27 years, the incredible people that opened doors for us to come to BYU. And, the thought of a kid growing up in East Provo. I used to look over this incredible campus. I was the paper boy in Oak Hills. And I used to stand up above the Provo Temple and the MTC and the Marriott Center, and I used to dream. And I never imagined that I'd be sitting in this seat today. So just a lot of gratitude and really grateful to President Keith and especially to Tom. Right. I mean, I think people realize we've been together for 20 years. To be together in the trenches with somebody for 20 years and to have the relationship of trust that we have and the love for each other. It's one of my closest friends, confidants on this planet. When he got the news, it was a sweet moment. Because we had talked and dreamt about the potential of me carrying on what we've built together with this athletic department. So it's been kind of sweet. That's the right word. It's been kind of sweet.
You've talked about the journey, and you weren't messing around when you talked about how assists are important. You averaged 7 assists a game as a senior at Fresno State and 50% from three. So those are pretty good numbers, by the way. Pretty good. Yeah, you can still shoot it.
The analytics of today's NIL and collectives. It would have been pretty good.
It would have been pretty good for you, yeah. But you talked about those relationships. You forged a ton of those in the athletic department. And at the end of the day, like, winning is awesome, relevant, all the things you talked about. But the relationships that you forged, how will that help you now that you are the AD?
Yeah, I think that it comes down to one word, and it comes down to trust, right? When you go through, everybody sees the wins, the incredible environment. I mean, our marketing team, our social media team, like what the game day environment that's been created at BYU in all of our venues is just phenomenal. I think the world sees that. They see these incredible teams. But what people don't see sometimes is what goes on behind the scenes, the tough moments, the adversity that comes, the private moments when we all sometimes literally and figuratively wrap our arms around each other and go, hey, we got you. We're going to get this through this together. Those are the things people don't see. So when you go through tough things, and when I say tough, some of the toughest things people could ever imagine together with people, and you come out of it stronger, and there's that level of trust and confidence where you've been through the toughest things you could ever imagine. And then when you go back into it, those are the times that as now as an athletic director give me the confidence that we don't have to build all this relationship and try to figure out if we even want to go on the mountain together. We're in it. We're in it. We're walking the path together. And there's that quiet confidence of looking at each other, all the coaches, student athletes that have been through incredibly tough things, and they look to you and say, I can trust him. I can trust them. They're going to help me be stronger through all of this. And that was the point that I made about those five athletes those student athletes at the graduation banquet. They talked about their journey of starting, and none of their journeys went how they thought they were going to go. But how they came out triumphant on the end, that's what we're all about. And I think that trust, it comes back to that one word, trust.
New athletic director Brian Santiago is with us on BYU Sports Nation. When I say repping BYU, and you combine that with your ambitious vision for BYU athletics moving into the future, what kind of emotions get stirred up in you?
Ooh. What gets stirred up in me is how passionate and how much Cougar Nation loves BYU and BYU sports. And what comes to mind, Spencer, when you talk about that, is being in Italy with our basketball teams, our men's and women's basketball teams were there simultaneously a little over a year or two ago. We were playing in a small city way in the northern part of Italy, and not a lot of people knew we were there, but we came into the gym, and this family walked into the gym that had just driven over 6 hours. Their children's faces were painted. This was their touch point. That's what draws in me. But to see their family come in, interact with our student athletes, interact with their coaches, it just kind of felt like, yeah, that's why we do this, right? They left inspired, but even better, our student athletes left inspired. The family would drive 6 hours to be there just to see and touch and feel the BYU student athletes. It was magic. And, you know, you see our soccer team just went on a humanitarian trip to New Zealand. Everybody kept asking, why are you playing? Oh, we're here to serve. We're here to make a difference in the world. You know, it's not just something that we kind of throw out there. This dual heritage, this part of what President Reese talks about in becoming BYU, and focusing not only on, like, the individual, but on the spiritual. Like, you get both. Like, you get both. And that's what's happening. And if we can do all that and, like, instill dreams in the younger generation to wear that why, to put BYU on our chest, let's go. It means more. And everybody knows why it means more, right? We're invested in something way bigger. And that's what gets me excited. That's what gets my juices flowing. Because when we win and do it the right way, it inspires dreams in this next generation. And they want to be part of BYU.
Vamos!
Vamos!
Exactly. And it's special to have those six football players in Israel, too, which is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
And let's give you the floor for our final question. Just what's your message to Cougar Nation now that you're leading the charge here?
Yeah, Cougar Nation, there's never been a better time to be part of Brigham Young University and BYU athletics than right now. In this ever-changing landscape of college athletics, the idea that we can compete at the very highest level and do it the right way is inspiring for all of us. We need you. We need your family. We need your friends. We need everybody to go all in, because we're all in. Every single one of us in this athletic department is united in carrying out the mission of this great institution. And while we're doing it, not only are we going to do it with enthusiasm, we're going to find joy in the journey. These are the greatest times of life. It's the greatest time to be alive. And everyone in Cougar Nation, just remember, we were born to win. Let's go.
All right, let's
Brian
go.
Brian Santiago, yeah, with us on BYU Sports Nation.
Can we play right? Let's go. Get out there.
Let's go.
We appreciate you spending some time with us on a very, very busy and exciting day for you. You said it was sweet. I hope there are some sweets in your future, because I know you got a sweet tooth. Yeah. Go get some ice cream with Kim or something.
That's right. But I just want to tell you too, Spencer and Jeremy, you both represent this place in an incredible way. We love being partners. We love being partners with BYU TV, with you guys, with your team. Like, if we do this together, watch out.
Likewise, and thank you.
Let's go.
We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
New athletic director Brian Santiago on BYU Sports Nation. We'll continue our reaction on a monumental day for BYU sports right after this on BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Station continues live from Studio B on the day that BYU introduces their new athletic director, Brian Santiago. Let's go ahead and recap, while we have a few minutes, some of the more quotable things that happened in that press conference. And Jeremy, I do want to point out that while we look at the 27 years, that I, for whatever reason, I would, might have overlooked, like, that the majority of that was with Tom Homo.
Yes. Like, so he was originally hired as the director of basketball operations with
Steve Cleveland,
the men's basketball team.
Yeah.
So the Steve connection is Steve's from Fresno, and Brian played at Fresno State. Obviously, Brian has strong ties here. His dad worked at the university in continuing education, as he talked about. Grew up a BYU fan. Didn't play here. His brother Kevin did. My bishop when I was first married, Kevin Santiago, shout out. But Brian wanted to be at BYU, didn't have the opportunity to play here. He plays at Fresno State, has a nice career there, notably 50% from 3-7 assists as a point guard, a senior. Those are pretty good numbers, let's be honest. And he joked off camera, would have been 8.2 if some of my guys would have made a few more shots. That's the competitor in Brian that you see quite a bit.
One of the most competitive individuals I've ever met in my life.
And that's, and frankly, we've talked about it as a quarterback. Like, I want that guy to be a fighter. I don't want him to be, like, the nicest dude in the world. I want him to be a little edgy to make sure that he's on the edge of the team.
Yes.
Brian is a competitive dude, as many of you have seen. He talked about it in his press conference, too. Hey, I want you to see the personal side of me. And he's made a lot of great relationships over the years here. But he gets a job on the basketball team, and then a couple years later, he's in the administration, and he climbs up to deputy athletic director.
Yeah, I didn't realize it started right when Tom took over as the athletic director. Like, it was like that
was with him on that journey.
Exactly.
And so he's been in the room when BYU said, hey, we're going – he was on the basketball staff when BYU decided they were going to the Mountain West Conference, out of the WAC. He was then an administrator when they said, hey, we're going to go Indy West Coast Conference in football and all the other sports, and now into the Big 12. And now we're in a new era of competitive NIL combined with great coaching, and BYU's in a Power 4 league. As he said, it's never been a better time to be associated with BYU, and now he's the guy. Keep it going is the challenge for him of what Tom has built, and then continue to go to another level. And the first taste of that has been his influence in helping hire Kevin Young.
Yes.
Was that not the hire of the century?
Come on.
We
tried to point that out when it happened. Like, look,
whoa.
If you're excited about this, we need to give significant credit to Brian Santiago, who helped foster that relationship, played a massive role in getting Kevin Young to BYU. I did appreciate almost a vulnerable comment from Brian in his press conference, and allowing us to see something that he's going to be challenged with, which is, he said, I tend to want to do everything by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to, like, I'll take care of it. I'll handle it. I'll do it. But he said he's excited about empowering other people to help this place go. Like, he's going to be required to take on more of a Lavelle Edwards approach in times where it's like, all right, I just got to surround myself with people that are awesome and trust them to go.
They've
got to
do
thing.
Some of that work.
Yes, and he talked
you
about
are overseeing
that trust.
The whole thing now.
I thought that was insightful, and I appreciated that commentary.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a lot of great people that want to be associated with BYU. And as you mentioned, the people that have led BYU to this point, they're still around, hoping to be retained and involved, right? And then there's great candidates outside that can help with some of the secondary stuff associated with administrating an athletic department. I'm excited about the future, man. BYU's never been in a better spot in a Power 4 league like this, coming off an amazing season. He said, that was a glimpse of where we're going. I like that glimpse.
It feels like we're on the precipice of a golden age of BYU sports.
I think we're in it.
And now
I think we're in it.
We got a new athletic director. We'll be back with our final thoughts and today's rise and shout out on BYU Sports Nation right after this. With today's rise and shout out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Certainly goes to the hiring of Brian Santiago, the new athletic director at BYU. As he said, vamos.
Yes, throwing President Reese there too for everything that's gone into that. And Vice President Borkink, holy cow, what an effort. Our thanks to the new athletic director, Brian Santiago for joining us in Studio B.
Sorry to Dennis Pitta. I know he was hoping it was him. It is not.
Conversation continues on social media, all of our shows, BYUSN.com. For Jerem, I'm Spencer. And a final shout-out to the legendary Tom Holmo. See you tomorrow. Go Cougs! Vamos! Vamos!